because we have this understanding, we have this theology in our minds, we don't care about what's happening in this world. We are just waiting it out for Christ to come again. Most Christians are so heavenly minded that we are of no earthly good. Because we have a mind to just get away. However, the Bible is teaching us something completely different. We have to speak up. Because right now, as it stands, we are untouched with the global issues of this world, with the global and the local issues of this world. We don't care about the injustices, about the pollution, about the destruction that we see all around us, because we are just waiting out to leave. We don't speak up on social issues. We don't act the way we are admonished by the Bible to do so. Isaiah chapter 1:17 says what? Learn to do well, seek justice, relieve the oppressed, and judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. These are the things that God wants Christians to do. Get involved in your communities. Get involved in your societies. When things are not right, speak up. Because this is your home. Christians who are not socially and environmentally conscious and active are perhaps worse than evil people. Those who blatantly do bad things to hurt our communities and our societies. We cannot afford to be indifferent to the sufferings, the injustices, the pollution, the things that are hurting our own neighbors, the things that are hurting our planets. We cannot afford to be idle. We can do something about it. We must be concerned when people are suffering because of their social, racial, or religious backgrounds. We must be concerned when people are going through persecution or prejudice. We must do something about it. We can recycle to protect our planet. With global warming, we can call our representatives and put the pressure on them to make decisions and to make policies that affect this planet for the good cause. God cares about these things. We read in Revelation chapter 11, 17 through 18. It says that these are the 24 elders speaking. It says that we give you thanks, O Lord. Everybody, Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 11, I'm sorry. Revelation 11, 17 through 18. We give you thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty, who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were wroth, and your wrath came, and the time of the dead to be judged, and the time to give your servants, the prophets, their reward, and to also to the saints, and also them that fear your name, the small and the great. Hear this now. And to destroy them that destroy the earth. This is in the Bible. God cares about this place. So his children must care about this place also. Okay, preacher. Okay, now we understand that we have to come back to this place, to this earth, after we go to heaven. A bit disappointing for some of us, am I right? Yeah. And now you are saying that we can't just sit and be, but we have to be active and get involved and try to effect change in our world. Might be still a bit disappointing. But so what now? Looking at Revelation chapter 21, 1 through 4, what now? This is our home. But so what do we do now? Now we rejoice. Now we shout because of what Jesus is doing and has done. So go back to Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. Verse 3. The Bible says, for the tabernacle of God is with man. For the tabernacle of God is with man. What Jesus Christ did for us is so profound that we are willing to spend eternity just trying to wrap our minds around it. His incarnation, his death, his resurrection, everything is just so deep that it's impossible for our tiny human minds to grasp it all. Christ Jesus was God, yet he resolved and identified himself as the Son of God. And yet he came even lower and then took upon himself the identity of humanity. Before all that, the intimacy and unity of the Godhead was and is so deep that even in his life, throughout his life on earth, he felt a connection with the Godhead. But it was one time at the cross when the deepness and the darkness and the vile of sin was so much that it separated him from God the Father and God the Spirit. It was something he had never felt before throughout his everlasting existence. It was so painful that he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And at the cross, when he gave himself for us, at the incarnation, when he decided to become one of us, he rewrote the code or the genetic code of the entire universe. So, when Jesus comes again the second time to take his children to heaven for the 1,000 years to be with God, when that 1,000 years is over, because now Jesus' identity, he's not just the Son of God, but now he's the Son of Man. Because of what he has done, after the 1,000 years are over, and after humankind, after mankind, after Adam, all the redeemed of Adam are returning to earth, Jesus Christ himself might as well go home. Even though he's in heaven right now, now he is part a citizen of heaven and also part a citizen of the earth. Talk about dual citizenship.
Yes.
But if one third of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, will be coming to earth, that means that two thirds will continue to make the abode in heaven. But not if God can help it. Speaking of Christ and what he has done with his incarnation, death, and resurrection, Pinnacle of Inspiration wrote, "Every victory Christ gained elevated humanity in the scale of moral value before heaven." Because of what Jesus did, because of his incarnation, So now, I want you to bear with me for a second. I want you to just imagine with me. So the 1,000 years are over, and mankind, the redeemed of God in heaven, all Adams are getting ready. They are packing up. New Jerusalem's all set up. We're getting ready to come back home. The homecoming, we are all packing up. And guess what? Jesus Christ is also getting his things together, because now he's also a son of man. He's also Adam. And I can just imagine the Father and the Holy Ghost just observing all the packing and all the excitement to get back home. Because even after a good vacation, you long to go home. And then they begin to have some kind of conversation between themselves, the Father and the Holy Ghost. And then they say, like, okay, so they're going now. I'm like, yeah, I know they're going. And Jesus is also going with them. Yeah, you know, because of the incarnation, he became a part, he's also Adam. Yeah, I know that, but it was so hard the first time when we decided to save mankind, that he had to become mankind, that he had to go to earth to save them. It was so hard the first time, but we knew it needed to be done. Yeah, I know. And at the cross, when sin separated us, and we couldn't feel him, and we hear him, and we see everything that's going on, but he couldn't feel our connection, and he was in such agony, and he's going again. So one says to the other, what are we going to do now? Let's just move. They decide. And now, the tabernacle of God is with man. Yes. We read in the Bible that heaven is God's throne, and the earth is his footstool. In Psalms and Hebrews, heaven is God's throne and the earth is his footstool. But now we see, and I heard what? I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is now with man. Before, this place was just his footstool. But because of Jesus Christ, because of the love that God has for us, the whole GPS of the universe is going to be rearranged. This place is going to be the DC of the universe, the capital of the universe. Why? Because God is going to make his seat here. Why? Because Jesus Christ is not only the Son of God, but he's also the Son of Man. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall live with them. They shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he shall wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, no pain, for the former things are passed away. The earth, mankind, are so interrelated. And Jesus Christ, becoming of this family, has made God change his residence. Because of you and because of me. Which is why I want you to take away two things. The first thing, keep in your mind that this place is home. You cannot sit idly by and let wrong happen. You have to fight for your house, because God cares about this place. The second thing, I want you to shout. Because of you,